This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The state's revenue estimating conference met Thursday to officially acknowledge the shortfall for the fiscal year that ended July 1st.
The bottom line, $315.5 million less general fund direct revenue collected relative to expectation or forecast for FY16.
Legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht said the drop in state income can be traced to one primary cause.
The employment picture is really the root of all of this, that we've been in a real decline, whereas the rest of the country has not. We're running a steady 1% drop relative to the prior year, same month. And those months a year ago were decline months. That's declines on declines.
All of the jobs being shed are from the private sector, and they're not minimum or moderate wage positions either.
All of the decline has come in the most highest paid wage areas. The manufacturing sector, wholesaling, transportation, utilities, finance, professional business services.
Albrecht says the effects have impacted a number of state revenue streams.
Personal income tax is $105 million below forecast. Vehicle sales tax came in $21 million less. Again, that's job losses and income losses.
And gaming revenue from video poker and the casinos is also down.
That's probably the purest of discretionary spending. The easiest thing you can give up is that second trip of the week to the boat.
Albrecht says tax hikes enacted by the legislature aren't sufficient to bring the state budget back into balance.
What we need is job growth, at least slower declining.
How to make that happen? Perhaps Louisiana needs a job growth task force. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.